have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Come on, everybody, begin to clap your hands and let's praise the Lord. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. Yeah. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more heartache. This is the day I've got joy. I've got joy.
Yes, joy, joy, joy. I got joy. I don't know about you, but you should have joy in the Lord and joy in what God is doing. Yes, yes. Well, it is July the 1st, 2021, and it should be a glorious time because this is month number 7. Year number 7 means completion. So we're going to complete something and catapult to the next level. This is your host, Calvin, with the Logan Power Show, nationwide, worldwide. Hey, always check us out. We're here on Elations Radio. We're excited. Our website, www.theloganpowershow.us. Before we bring on our special guest, I just want to give a shout out to the Elations Radio family for always in their support and everyone that's on the Elations Radio family for what they are doing. Please keep them encouraged. Keep us encouraged. Before we bring our guests going to prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be in your presence. We want to thank you, Father, for what you are doing and what you're about to do. And Father, how you're about to elevate us. Holy Spirit, as I decrease, you're going to increase myself, increase our guests. And Father, let your will be done both now and forever. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I got with me a first-time guest at the Logan Power Show. She is the South Carolina director for the Brady United Against Gun Violence. She's the one and only Ms. Meryl Towns Chapman. How you doing, Mr. Chapman? How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great, especially after that introduction.
Yes, ma'am. It's a blessing.
You're inspiring already.
Well, I try. But we want to talk about your concern. You want to talk about gun violence, and not just in our country, in the state, but in the Tri-County, and how you're against guns, just the wrong people having access to them. So I want you just to, you know, have the floor to talk about, number one, what is it that you do, and what is it that we need to be concerned about moving forward? The floor is yours.
We're concerned because there are more guns sold in this last year than ever sold in the record of gun sales. And then we have, on top of that, more gun violence than we have had in record years. So that's disconcerting. And Brady likes to look at it in three different groups. We litigate, we legislate, and we put boots on the ground. And I'm the boots on the ground. And we're here to educate and inform and to get people to rise up and get to their legislators and tell them we want background checks expanded to all gun sales. We want to get assault weapons off the street. And we're not against, like you said, we're not against the Second Amendment. We are for, you know, you're right. But we don't want the wrong guns being in the wrong hands. So
absolutely.
That would be my 30-second spill.
Well, we appreciate it. And just to put people to, you know, to perspective, you know, we know Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms. But let's be truthful. It's people who have the wrong tools in their hand cannot just affect not just themselves, but other people that are around them is what we're trying to say. Background checks are something you want to do because there are people who have these violent weapons that have a lot of mental issues going on. You got to think about
right.
It. Back in the day, it was a fist fight. And you always say you can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Otherwise, you're not going to last. So, and I don't want to be cynical or coming in as derogatory, but it's the truth. I mean, people today, people don't fight fair. And understand this, there are people losing their lives over senseless situations. And we have to be able
ridiculous.
To. Absolutely. You're speaking the truth. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just want, and you made about assault rifle, and I want people to understand the magnitude of an assault rifle. What an assault rifle can do, first one, you can hold a lot in the barrel, in the magazine. You're talking about 30 rounds. Some assault rifles, you're looking about 45, 60, and the rapid fire, you can get off at least 30, get a full clip off in maybe like 20, 30 seconds or even less, depending on what you have it on, if it's on burst. And what
right.
we're not understanding is that I know a lot of times we watch movies, we see certain things. I know we We give a shout out to all our military veterans and also people that's currently in the military. We do get excited when people come into the rescue, and I hope people understand. When people say, "Oh man, we was in a gunfight for 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes," that is a long time. You can literally do a lot of damage in 10, 15 minutes if you think about it, and how every minute, every second can be pivotal to somebody's life. And I think that what we want to do is, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, we don't want to take this time lightly, and we want to make sure the right people have it. And assault rifles, let's be truthful. If you're a good shot, you're a good shot, but let's be honest. I understand we have our people that want to say, "I want to go deer hunting," so on and so forth, but let's be honest. There are certain assault rifles. You're shooting people from a mile away, mile and a half. Some of these things, if they are a ricochet or hit in the wrong way, you're not just hurting yourself, but you can literally hurt a lot of people.
Very quickly.
And that's
quickly.
Just what I wanted.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you hurt a lot of people very quickly with an assault weapon, and that's why they're called killing machines. They were made to kill people. And they're not made to kill a deer or anything like that, because you would ruin the meat by you know, all of the metal going into the meat. So that's why they're made for the military. They're not made for people walking the streets with them. And we have a huge concern coming up, and this wouldn't be with assault weapons, but with open carry coming up in August. We'll have our
absolutely South Carolina.
If you have a concealed carry weapon license, you'll be able to carry, you know, openly carry your gun.
Mm. Now,
and everybody from the police are against that.
Absolutely. Now, what do you say to those who say, like, you know, if everyone has a handgun, assault rifle, whatever it is, then violence will be lessen, or you'll see a lessen in the numbers, because you have all those people who will argue the sentiment that you're saying, like, you know, like, hey, we should carry, and it shouldn't be all the red tape, all those type of things. And what do you say to those that always fight it? Because, you know, you're going to have your NRA, you know, your people who don't want to hear some of the information you're talking about. So how do you combat those and say, like, you know, we should have open carry? What do you say to those individuals?
I give them the facts. When Gabby Giffords was shot, they had two people that had concealed carry weapon permits, and they had their weapons on them. They didn't know who to shoot because it was such a mess. It was a tangle of people and blood and just, it was a mess. And so Gabby Giffords was shot and has severe and lasting damage from that. And so more guns does not create a safer environment. I would say that it's proof positive that less guns would create a safer environment. You know, take your knife to the fight, or better yet, just take your fist to the fight, or let's just talk it out. And not have the fight.
Sure. You know, they always say using your judo and always trying to de-escalate the situation. And it may sound kind of corny, but de-escalating can save a lot of lives. And how
absolutely.
I look at it, I want people to understand this. This may sound kind of cliche or a common situation, but let's be truthful. How many kids, you know, got into a fight with the elementary school friends that morning, and the next thing in the afternoon, they're friends again? It happens all the time. Kids learn how to get that forgiving switch clicks on, but adults don't. And we got to understand that taking someone's life, or, you know, once that's done, there's no replay. There's no hit continue off a video game. This stuff is real. Now,
yeah.
South Carolina.
It's not just moms and dads and brothers and sisters that are affected by somebody's loss, but it's the person who's doing the shooting. Their family is at a loss, too. And then you go into the people who are the doctors and everybody who's trying to save the person who's being shot. You know, they're damaged. They have damage from it, too. And it just ripples on and on and on. And there's so many layers of people who are being hurt by one gunshot.
True.
At the wrong
Absolutely.
Place.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what particular bill are you against or fighting against? Because there's so many different legislation things that are going on in place. The governor does want open carry in the state of South Carolina, Governor McMaster's.
Yep.
So what? And there are senators, both Senator Scott and Senator Graham is for the right to bear arms.
Right. As
so
are we.
Yes, their right to bear arms. But they haven't been really heavy on background checks. And they have not said, hey, let's ban assault. They have not said a ban assault rifles. Therefore, the right to bear. Right to carry, some of us are, but they're not heavily into background checks because if you were, some of these senseless killings would not have happened because, number one, there would have been a red flag on some of these violent offenses that's going on. But for you, who has your back or who are you talking to from the political side to sort of like sway the masses from not going down this route in August?
Well, you know, Representative Wendell Gilliard has been a big ally in the fight against gun violence, along with Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter, Representative Wendy Brawley. So they're up there. They just need to hear from us, and they need us watching their back for them to stand up. So when the Charleston loophole comes up, we need to go en masse to the state house and be heard, because the minority of people are very loud that don't want any regulations on guns. They're very loud, but they are the minority. And we're the majority. 97% of all people want background checks on guns sold. That includes gun owners, Republicans and Democrats. So it doesn't make any sense to me why our legislature isn't working on background checks for all guns sold. They're listening to where their money comes from. And that sounds cynical, but I believe that to be true.
True. I mean, I think it's very true. I think we already know that there are a lot of people with heavy pockets that are pretty much don't want background checks, because if you do background check, let's be truthful, then that means certain people would not even have the guns they have in their house right now. And,
right.
You know, it's sad, but it's true. I mean, there are domestic issues where once a gun gets involved, that just changes the whole dynamics. I mean, those are crazy situations. There are children killing children. We have that going on. We do have social injustice issues. There's so many things going on, and the background checks, I believe, would be a very big help. Assault rifles. I mean, let's be truthful. You know, assault rifle can do so much damage to the highest extent, because at its highest or at its highest point, you can cause major damage. And it's not like you can say, I'm a point and I'm going to get this person without maybe hurting others in a room, especially in close quarters. Assault rifle can do a lot more damage in close quarters than a handgun can do. Even though the handgun, you can, you know, hide it, you know, put it in certain pins. But an assault rifle is so much. But you mentioned August, which is next month. It's coming on the on the House committee floor here in South Carolina. What is it that is there a certain bill that either Representative Gilyard or anybody who's put in place for the background that we should be either pulling for you or putting out there that people should be aware of?
Well, we're working on the hate crime bill and closing the Charleston loophole. Those are two things that we should be looking at and getting in touch with them and asking them how they need our help.
Okay. Got it. Now, the hate crime bill, I know that's been out there for a while. I know that Representative Gilyard has had that out there for a minute. For those that don't understand, South Carolina does not have a hate crime bill in place. Other states do. We do not here in the state of South Carolina. For some reason, we don't feel it's important. But I believe it needs to be addressed due to the fact it holds a lot of weight. But for yourself, why did you get involved? What made you say, hey, I want to get involved and make a difference? Because you are fighting a system that's been around for half a century. They haven't changed.
Oh, and I feel it, too. I know. I got involved before the killings and murders at Mother Emanuel, when they decided to open up the bars to having open carry, and they were starting to talk about that. And that's when I said, that's just crazy to have open carry in bars, they were going to have concealed carry in bars. And they were talking about that, and they wouldn't be able to drink, but they would be concealed, and they wouldn't be able to show their guns. But it's like, well, who's going to know who's got what? And how is the bartender going to know who not to serve? It made no sense. And to combine alcohol with carrying a gun just seems ludicrous to me. Sounds insane. And so that's when I got involved. And I didn't realize until years of doing this that I, too, was part of this awful club of having lost people. When I was a kid, my uncles were all hunters, and one shot the eye out of another out of a cousin. And then later on, my stepson's friend, close family friend, he committed suicide with the gun that his father gave him for Christmas. You know, it does hit home when you slow down and you think about it. And sometimes I do have to pull the covers over my head and just stay in bed every once in a while. But usually I'm out on the street fighting it because it's a worthwhile fight and it's a necessary fight.
Absolutely. It's a necessary fight. For those that want to get more involved, it's www.bradyunited.org. Please get involved there. You'll find all the information there for this national nonprofit that wants to make a difference in regards to gun violence. Not just saying, like, you know, taking the right for bearing arms, but background checks. I mean, let's be truthful. If you join the United States military, you're going through training. You go through what to do, what not to do. If you're quote-unquote supposed to be law enforcement, you go through background check as well, just same thing as well, and you're going through psychological evaluation to be able to handle a handgun, even handle an assault rifle. And
yes.
These are facts. I mean, and you can look it up myself. If you've been in the military, you will know, and I can echo the fact for myself as in being in the military, that you've gone through extensive training. You pretty much know, not to have, your check your chamber, check your barrel. There are certain weapons that you can't use on human beings. Otherwise, you get locked up. I mean, like people talk about the 50 cal, and there's so many aggressive weapons that you hear people say, "Oh, I got an actual 50 cal sniper rifle." You know, that thing is lethal. And
yeah,
the question you're gonna ask yourself is, where are you shooting it at? You know, I understand about target practice. I understand certain things, but let's be truthful. The M4, the M16, AK-47. There's so many different weapons. Like, you know, you can literally do a ton of things, but we got to understand it's something that we as a society, unless it does hit home, is when people do react. So we want to be proactive, not reactive. We've been preaching this for 50-plus years. I don't know what it will take for our legislators to understand the importance of background checks. And I just pray that nobody who's listening here has to bury a loved one off of senseless violence. And I think we also need to not always point the finger and say this city is better than this one. No, this is a national, global pandemic. Gun violence is not just something that you just, it's just a, in this certain area. No, it's a national global pandemic. There are people that are dying on a daily basis. So is there certain things that how has the NRA tried to sort of stop you from doing for what you're trying to do? Because it seems like this organization, even though it has the same capacity, legality as you, but it seemed like that organization holds so much weight that people literally will neglect truth and will make it sense for them. In your personal opinion, how do you feel about them, the NRA?
Yeah, well, the NRA started as an organization, as you well know, to help people learn how to use their guns safely. So it was a worthwhile cause way back when. And then people got in power of the NRA and decided they wanted to have more and more power. And that's what they've gotten. They've become a huge voice for the gun lobby. But they're getting tangled up in so many lawsuits now that this is the time to strike. This is the time to fight the fair fight on getting background checks and closing the loopholes and doing all of that, because their attention's off the main goal, because their money, they used to have all of their money tied up with our legislators, not state so much as national, federal, but now it's tied up in lawsuits, which is a very good thing for us. Their voice is less heard now than it has ever been. So now is the time for us to work our tails off to get some of these things that we need, like background checks on all guns sold, and get rid of bump stocks and get assault weapons off the streets, that sort of thing. So I'm feeling pretty positive about it. I think that the NRA is in a weakened position, and they've been like a curled up snake, just kind of hitting at every target that we had. But now they don't have that position because they are so wrapped up in their lawsuits. Does that make sense? That was a mouthful and a half. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yes, it makes plenty of sense. I think the thing about it is the NRA is they're backpedaling, and they're trying to do a couple of things, and they're trying to deflect what's really going on. And I think you're hitting home that they are trying to sort of chisel away the situation, but it's not going away. And as you know, the
right.
snake gets put into the corner, it's going to strike. But if it does get packed into the corner and it strikes and you catch it, you can cut its head off. And we claim that the head of the snake is cut off, and that power is thrown into the sand and withered away is what we're claiming for. Final thought, for those that may be listening right now, how do you want people to contact you? How do you want people to get, you know, help with the cause? Where do we need to be at in the next month, month and a half? Where
you
do
can
people
find
be located
us on Facebook.
To help
it's,
you
it's Brady, South Carolina, or Brady Charleston, whichever one you're interested in, statewide or you know, citywide, or even the national. Go up to, you know, Brady United Against Gun Violence, and you can find us. And I would say that when you know, look into our website and look into our Facebook page, see what we're doing, and support us and join in numbers so we can help support our state legislators. Because that's really where we've got to start, and that's where they're working hard. And we just had an event a couple of weeks ago where we heard from Senator Margie Bright Matthews and Senator Mia McLeod saying, hey, they need our help by being boots on the ground. They need as much of us, as many of us gathered together to support them as they can. And so that's where I would say, you know, find out more information about us, see if you're interested, and see what we're into, and come out and join us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, here at the Logan Power Show, we support what you're doing. We pray heaven's best to you. We want to thank you again for blessing us and coming on. We pray that this encounter from you encourages you to come back onto our show again. Because we would love to have you again, Ms. Chapman.
I'm honored that you
live
had me.
To
Thank
see
you so face
much. To face. No problem.
Thank you so
and for
much.
Those that are watching, no problem, man. We thank you. For those that are listening to us right now, hey, let's pay it forward. Don't be have yourself on the ground, you know, and just watching. When you're on the ground, let's make a difference. Let's let your voice be heard. Remember, if like I said, again, much is given, much is required. It's a biblical term. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So right now, we're believing for change. We're believing we're standing in the gap. So let's stand in the gap for what's happening. Understand, South Carolina, it's time for you to rise up. And next month in August, we have a bill on the ground in regards to open and carry. We want to stop that. The hate crime bill, we want to basically back that. That is going to make a huge change here in South Carolina. So let's make a difference. Family, I don't want to take this time lightly. Let's push it forward. Let's make a difference. Hey, that's all the time I got. My name is Calvin Logan, Power Show Nationwide, Worldwide. We love y'all. We appreciate you. We'll see you soon. Continue to support us. Go to www.theloganpowershow.us. You'll find us on Elations Radio, where we make a difference. iHeartRadio on Elations Radio. You'll find us on Spotify, Apple Music, on YouTube, Logan Power Show, Nationwide, Worldwide. Hey, we love y'all. We'll see you soon. On next week, Miss Kimmy Kim, take us out, and y'all have a blessed night.
Iceberg, got a lot of thoughts than you ever heard. You can find me in the kitchen cooking hits, I'm never missing. All that hating is irrelevant, so quit that sneak distance. It's kinda sick how I lay that hurt. That spirit driven when I spit, I'm a flow right there. Catch a beat off guard, it's a gift, so I'ma use it. If I took 5 months, I still never lose it. And I got the industry like, who is he? Man of faith is a name, okay, that's me. Didn't know by now, well, here's your introduction. Shut this whole thing down, call it total destruction. I want nothing left. Pro game laid to waste. If you got a problem with it, you say it to my face. Why the way so against me, and I hope it's the first. That's right. Keep rushing through this thing, don't catch me at my worst. We headed to the top, never gonna stop. We gon' light it up till it burn down. And if you wanna pop, step into the shop. Nothing's gonna ever make a turn down. You either up or you down. Either way, we gon' always be around. Here comes the main attraction. I call it faith in action. Mr. Terrific, feeling awfully linguistic. Here to paint another picture case you missed it. Come on now, Jimmy, use your lipstick. Been really feeling like $1 million. Tongue is double-edged sword to make $1 million cuts. So your defensive line successes in my visuals. In my bloodline, and we some gifted individuals. Expectations high, and we just can't stay invisible. Do it all for the fam, the love is unconditional. Gotta push forward, put the worries in the past. In the rear view, like we in first and they in last. Tell the world to bring their giants, watch them be outclassed by the young David, slinging stones about the rag. Reaching for my dreams, I know they ain't too far to grab. I'm in pursuit of everything they said we never have. And when it's make it break it, what we do, just pull it back. Cause if the throne is for the taking, then we throw it in the bag.
We headed to the top, never gonna stop. We gon' light it up till it burn down. And if you wanna pop, step into the shop. Nothing's gonna ever make a turn down. You either up or you down. Either way, we gon' always be around. Here comes the main attraction. I call it faith in action. To catch us in your city when we come through, run through, always giving you something to bump through. And you can get in line if you want to. There's enough shine for us all, you can get some too. Catch us in your city when we come through, run through, always giving you something to bump to. And you can get in line if you want to. There's enough shine for us all, come get some too. We get it to the top, never gonna stop. We gon' light it up till it burns down. And if you wanna pop, step into the shop. Nothing's gonna ever make a turn down. You either up or you down. Either way, we gon' always be around. Here comes the main attraction. I call it faith in action.